Welcome to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm Yvette Hampton, producer and host of the upcoming documentary Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution. On this podcast, we bring you the very best from today's homeschool leaders to help you start strong and finish well. This podcast is for you. If you have a guest or topic suggestion, email us at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. I am so excited to introduce you guys to my guest today. Her name is Jody Berthume, and I'm going to let Jody introduce herself really quickly, and then I'll kind of tell you the backstory behind Jody and I. So Jody, welcome to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm really excited to have you on today.
Thank you, Vet. So I live in Cardiff, Wales, with my husband, who's the pastor of a church here, and we have four children, ages 19 down to 9, three boys, one girl. Our oldest is currently, he's going into his junior year, technically, at the Master's University in California, and then I homeschool my other three. So we came to Cardiff, Wales, to come alongside a young couple here that were ministering, a Welsh pastor, and they have moved on to another area. So we've taken over the church recently. And, so our heart is discipleship. So, you know, it's a long-term job, but we're hopefully going to work ourselves out of a job in 20 years or so. We'd love to see, you know, someone local be able to, follow in footsteps. So we work with families and young people, and we just love our little congregation here. So that's what we do.
So cool. So here's the story with Jody and I, for those listening. Our friendship goes back to, I was actually trying to remember today, and I think it's either seventh grade or eighth grade. I don't know exactly what year we met, but I can't remember if we met at school or if we met at the dance studio, but we danced together for a while and we went to school together. I think just for 1 year we went to school together, right?
Yeah. Actually, I think, yeah, you were in seventh. I was in eighth grade. And yeah, I can't remember either. Like, I think it was both places in the same, year.
Yeah. So we've been friends for a long time. Cause that was back in 88, somewhere around there. It was a while ago. We've been friends for a long time. You are one of my longest time friends that I'm still friends with. And God has just been so faithful to just sustain our friendship. And so we've stayed friends this whole time. One of my best memories of you is that we would get the Red Vines licorice, and we would, do you remember this? And we would use them as straws and we would drink ginger ale. I don't know why we did that, because I don't even really like ginger ale, but I do love Red Vines. So I probably actually drink the ginger ale, probably just ate the Red Vines. But
I don't even remember the ginger ale. I would have said like Coke or something.
Yeah, I remember specifically because I never had ginger ale before until you introduced me to it. And yeah, so good times, but we have a lot of really fun memories, and I wish I could post some of the pictures that we have up, or that I have of us when we were in junior high, because they are awesome. Those are back in the, you know, it was late 80s, so that was back when, like, the big hair with the Aquanet was in, though I don't think neither of us had really big hair, but...
Not yet. Even in high school, it didn't get too big, but, you know, no. I wish they'd bring that style back.
Right? You? Yeah. Oh, definitely. You know, get that Aquanet and just spray it till your hair just stands up straight. And you got the wings. Remember the wings on the side? Oh, my goodness.
I did have those.
Yeah. Oh, those were the good days. Anyway, so, you know, we stayed friends all through, you know, through most of our childhood. And it was kind of weird because there would be times where we would kind of lose touch with each other. Mm-hmm. And then somehow the Lord would bring us back together. And then we would lose touch with each other and the Lord would bring us back together. And so this happened for a time where you got married and then I got married and we kind of went in our separate directions. We moved to one part of the, you know, state, and you'd moved to New York, I think, at that point.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. So we were on opposite ends of the country. And then we both ended it back in our hometown again, and we reconnected and ended up at the same church. And it was just so sweet. It was so much fun to reconnect with each other. And by this time, we both had kids, and we have daughters who are very close in the same. They're, I think, just a few months apart, right? I think a couple months apart.
Yeah.
And so we reconnected and you were homeschooling. And so you started talking to me about homeschooling. And this was back in the days when Garrett and I were still saying we would never homeschool. We would never do that. And then Brooklyn turned four, my oldest, she turned four, and you'd been homeschooling for, I don't know how many years, but your two boys were older. So you'd been in this homeschool world for a while. And so you started talking to me about homeschooling. And I remember we were standing in Trader Joe's and I think you remember this conversation.
Remember this. Yeah. I do.
We were standing there and I had Brooklyn and I had Lacey. No. I didn't have Lacey yet. I was pregnant with Lacey. So Brooklyn was there and she was four. And so we start talking about homeschooling some more. And you said, you know, you should come to this homeschool convention with Kevin and I. And I think I actually said out loud to you, you actually have a homeschool convention that you go to. And so you said, yes, just, you know, come with us. It'll be really fun. There's a bunch of other people from church going. We can all get together and have dinner together and it will be great. So I went home and I told Garrett, they have this whole convention for homeschool people. And so he was like, well, okay, we'll think about this. Well, then soon after that, you and Kevin invited us over to your house for dinner and our husbands were friends. You know, they kind of knew each other from church and stuff, but they didn't know each other as well as you and I did. But you had us over for dinner and we sat down at dinner and Kevin started talking to Garrett about homeschooling and just all the benefits of homeschooling and what a blessing it had been for your family. And so he said, you know, you should go to this homeschool conference with us. And then Garrett was like, okay, well, apparently you guys have this conference thing that you go to and okay, so let's do that. So I don't even know how long after that, probably just a few weeks later, we end up at CHEA, which is the California Homeschool Convention. And that weekend alone, you know, I've said this on the podcast before, but that weekend alone literally completely changed our hearts towards homeschooling. And we went from not wanting to homeschool. We were not excited about it. We only did it because we felt like it was our only good option, but we didn't really know why we were doing it, except that we just didn't want to put her in the public school that was in our area. And so we went to this convention and our eyes were just opened up to how amazing this homeschool journey can be. And, you know, we knew it would be difficult in some ways, but we also knew it would be a blessing. And I remember coming back from that and, you know, just thinking, this is so amazing. And we had such a great time at that conference and we came back advocates. I remember Garrett actually saying at the end of that weekend, he said, I am a homeschool advocate now. This is the best thing for our family. And so I've told you before, we blame you for our homeschool journey. So,
oh boy.
So we could actually blame you for Schoolhouse Rocked because then the Lord led us to film a whole documentary on homeschooling. But we're so grateful for your encouragement and God really used you. And there were actually other people in our life too, who had been talking with us about homeschooling and encouraging us and praying for us. And we, you know, we had some friends, the learners, who were praying for us and giving us books and videos and this and that.
Yeah.
But you were the ones who actually took our hands and said, come with us to this convention. And you had us over for dinner and you just spoke life into us and you encouraged us and just said, this is a great thing for your family. And so we're so very thankful for your friendship, but also just for your willingness to come alongside of us and help encourage us with this homeschool journey. And so then after, and I am going to let you talk, but I want people to understand the whole story behind this. So then after we started homeschooling, Lacey was born in October. And so that was our first year of homeschooling. And you invited me to this little co-op that you had. I don't even know if that's what you called it. There were, I think, four families or three families.
And yeah, it was kind of a funny year. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And it was just at your house. And so you said, just come this year. Just come and join us once a week. And we just get together and we do some lessons with the kids and we just hang out and have fellowship. And so we started going that year and it was such a blessing for me to be able to be mentored by these, you know, I mean, you're not much older than me, but your kids were older than me. So you had been through this and to just have you come alongside of me and say, this is what it looks like. And it's a blessing and it's fun. And so, so I'm so grateful for you and your family and all that you have done to encourage us in homeschooling. So now tell our listeners though, how did you get into homeschooling? What made you decide to homeschool your kids, and why have you stuck with it?
Oh, that was very kind too, by the way. Thank you. Well, gosh, yeah. Funny enough for us, I had a cousin. She was cousin by blood, but sister by relationship. I was really close to. She was 8 years older than me, and she had five children, and she had decided to homeschool her kids. And I watched her. I loved the way her kids interacted with each other, and I loved how
Hold on just one second. It somehow the volume went out and it went. Oh.
So you will have to edit.
We will have to edit that, but I did timestamp it, so I'm okay.
Oopsie.
Okay, so go back. Go back to that. You had a cousin and you were cousins by blood, sisters.
Okay.
If you can start there again.
Okay. So how we started homeschooling was I had a cousin who had homeschooled. She was 8 years older than me. And we were cousins by blood, but sister by relationship. And I watched her homeschool her five children, and they were all really close to each other. And I just loved the way that they interacted with each other. And they were just sweet, obedient kids. The family loved the Lord. And at this time too, you notice those aren't reasons that were, ultimately, eventually, we got around to, we do this for the glory of God, and God has called us to this. But that's really what first got my notice about homeschooling. I loved that. I loved the closeness of the family and all of that. And so, of course, when I mentioned to my husband, same thing, he was like, wait, what? What are you talking about, homeschooling? You know, but it was really God doing a big work in our heart. And funny enough, that's actually how I started going to Chia, was with her.
Oh, wow.
So I went, the first year I went with my cousin. So the first few years I went on my own to this homeschool convention, and I just ate everything up. I'm not a big reader, so I do love to sit in sessions. I love to comb through curriculum, and that's why, you know, I'm always encouraging, like, oh, go to a convention. I know it's not everybody's thing, but I absolutely ate them up when we were first homeschooling, and you know, and just learning so much. And when we were one of the years, a few years into it, I said, Kevin, you know, there's a lot of husbands. You should go with me. And this was probably just about, I don't know, just a few years before we brought you guys, right? When we invited you guys.
Right.
And I think that's why Kevin was so enthusiastic. The first year that he went, he just was like, oh my goodness, why have I not been coming?
Right.
You know, it revolutionized our home.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, anybody that does do conventions or is interested, go as a couple, because it went from this being my thing to this being our family, you know, and everything we do and intentional and God honoring. And, so that's sort of where we started, and we've homeschooled our kids all the way through. I was just counting. I'm starting year 15 this year. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? But I love it. It's one of the hardest things, but it's also just one of the most wonderful things. And the same kind of kids, that relationship I saw with my cousin's kids, my kids have. And I just love that. There's just a sweetness in our home because of that, you know, when you're just honoring the Lord and He's giving that to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you homeschooled. You're obviously from the United States. You're both from California. Mm-hmm. And then God called you to Cardiff, Wales. And so you've been in the UK now for how many years?
Well, collectively 4.5. Yeah, okay. We're coming up. And we did that without getting into the whole thing. We were here for 2.5 years. We had to go back to the States for 1.5 years. And then we've been back in I think August 31st actually will be two okay. years again here. So okay. yeah, we've been over in the UK for 4.5 years
okay.
total.
Okay. So that was a big transition because you went from homeschooling in California, where it's actually very easy to homeschool, surprisingly, yeah. To having to pack up all of your stuff. And I remember being at your house when you were getting ready to leave and you had these massive crates and you had to pack everything up and you're trying to decide, what do I take? What do I get rid of? And so you yes. had to pack up all of your homeschool stuff, which if I remember correctly, didn't arrive for months until after you got yeah. there, right?
Yes. Yeah,
it was a long time. And so how has that transition been? We've actually had people ask us, you know, what about homeschooling overseas? What does that look like? How has that transition been for your family to go from the States all the way, you know, across the world and now homeschooling in the UK? What has that been like for you?
Ultimately, it's been a godsend because I think, and we've heard about and we've seen people even come here because it's a Western country and maybe put their kids into school here. And, you know, it was like crash and burn because culturally it's so different. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I have loved about homeschooling, and again, us bouncing back and forth, you know, between here and the States and all, has been the consistency. My kids school is always the same. They have something that is the same no matter where they're living. Yeah. And that has really been a sweet thing. So that's probably my favorite thing about, you know, doing it internationally, that has not changed. Our school day has not changed whether we're in America or we're here.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is it? Obviously it's legal where you are, right?
It is right now.
Okay.
yeah. Wales has been, they have been battling, the government is trying to get control of it.
Okay.
Funny enough, right now, I mean, you can just homeschool. You know, if we had enrolled our kids in school, it would have been different. But so we're kind of just off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not accountable to anybody here. I do still record keep. I just think it's a really important thing.
Sure.
And when we were in America, I think God was, you know, prepping me for the time here of just being sort of a lone read, doing everything on my own. I did all the different ways you could. Like, I had, we were with one satellite. That's what they call them now, right?
Yes.
You programs.
Sure. Umbrella school, satellite program, whatever.
Yeah. I forget. I know the names have changed.
Yes.
I'm sort of out of it. they, you know, one that was just more loose and easy. And then mm-hmm. I was with a Christian school. It's accredited that expected, you know, all these curriculum and course guides and all kinds of stuff that we had to do, you know? And then even a couple of years, we just did the California, you know, just sign the affidavit online and, mm-hmm. and you're good to go. So, I was glad to have the prep of all that, all the different experiences so that I knew how to record keep. And I do keep all my work, things like that, just in case we do ever get someone knocking on our door, sure. you know? We've always stayed also with HSLDA because mm-hmm. there is some protection there.
Yep.
You know, so just things like that have been useful.
So are there other homeschool families around you in your area or is it just you guys?
It is not really common here. I have heard that I know there's other, homeschoolers for sure in the UK because I belong to actually two Facebook groups.
Okay.
One is for Christian home educators, and then I think one is for even like international. It's like people who live here that homeschool but are from other places, and okay. that's been nice just to even ask questions because the educational system is so different here. So there's a lot of things you have to weed through. You know, if you're going to send your kids to university here, or they want to go on to, you know, a vocation or something like that, there's mm-hmm. the system is quite different. So it's nice to get advice. You know, that's what's nice about social media now. You can find a group for anything, I think. So, but yes, there are, I have been told that there are local groups, but to be honest, our lifestyle just in ministry is so busy that I personally didn't feel like I needed another thing. Some people might really need that, but we have taken that same kind of concept, that we invited you into the little co-op, and we have done that. There's one other family that we know, that home educates too. And they do different things than us, but we're going to actually pick up with them this year and do science together. I think one year did art together. So that's nice because the kids get time with friends. And then we're also doing one of the, you know, doing a subject that maybe you don't give a ton of time to. So it's, you know, it's really nice. So then you don't feel completely alone in it too, because you can, I mean, I definitely felt that a bit when I came in. So I was very, very grateful for the years that I did have in a lot of community, you know, because we came from a church, didn't we, that had a lot of, a lot of homeschoolers. And I mean, I probably stalked most of them when I was young, a young mom, like, how do you do this? What are you doing? But, so, you know, I'm thankful to be on the other side of that, where, you know, we know our function and we just get on with it now.
Yeah. I know it seems like it could become very lonely, to be in a different country where there's not a big homeschool community. I know even for us, as we've been traveling and we've left home and we're still kind of these weird, you know, I feel like we're these gypsies who are just kind of wandering the country and trying to find home. It can be very lonely sometimes because we came from having a very, like you said, I mean, our church, and not just our church, but where we're both from in California, there is a strong homeschool community there. I mean, there's never a reason for anybody not to be involved in community because they're everywhere. There's always people you can connect with and always activities going on and always sports and programs that the girls can be involved with. But, you know, we're in this situation where we don't have a home yet, we can't do that. And I know you going to Cardiff, you were in that same situation where you just kind of go and you're like, well, our community is gone. Now what? And so how did you deal with, and how did your kids deal with kind of that void of having community? Because I know you've got your church community, but it's different than the day-to-day and week-to-week homeschool community.
It is. You know, I mean, I think that's looked different over the years, but that was a big blow. I think exactly what you're describing, to go from an overabundance of activities, like what do we choose? Right. Like, you know what I mean? To, you know, absolutely nothing really. I mean, you can do pay for activities and that sort of thing. I mean, just like, back home, but I mean, I think it took us a little while to find our niche. What we've done is with our school schedule, we had decided to follow, the system here for the most part. Like we still take a big summer off. Whereas, you know, in the UK, they only take about 6 weeks in summer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But but what they do is they do these half term breaks. So basically they go to school 6 weeks and they're off for a week, go to school for 6 weeks, off 2 weeks at Christmas, you know, kind of like that. So every 6 weeks they have a break. Well, we had learned if our kids want to see their friends outside of Sunday, you know, if we take time off during those weeks, we know when all those breaks are. So we kind of make that a priority so that they can get that kind of thing, or also, and doing field trips and things. Mm-hmm. People here, like when you have kids, culturally they like to do like a day out.
Sure, like sort of, you know, go visit a castle or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Don't you live in a castle? I'm sure everyone thinks that, right? If you live in Wales, you must live in a castle.
There are a lot of castles here. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But yeah, no. So we just, you know, we make sure we're getting out. We live near a beautiful park, and you know, we're intentional about that, just being out. And although my kids, they would be happy just sitting home most of the time, you know, my little bookworms and things, But yeah, so, I mean, we still have opportunities. They do music lessons, you know, and one kid was just, we were just doing indoor climbing lessons and, you know, so that you get the opportunities still. You just have to, I think it's more intentional. They're not just dropped in your lap. You've got to just
you have to seek them out. Sure.
Yeah.
So do people, go on.
I was going to say the one thing though, you know, kind of piggybacking on what you said, like just when you feeling lonely, one thing that the Lord really has showed me, especially with having to hop back and forth, you know, when we had to go back to the States and come back, was, I think the more heaven-minded you are, heaven-bound, and recognizing that's my home. Mm. You know, that's our goal, even for what we're doing in school.
Yeah,
is, you know, just keeping our eyes on Christ and Christ-centered. You know, the other things, they just kind of fade into the background. Like, I don't feel like my kids are missing out on anything. I think, you know, they're doing well and they're joyful and they love the Lord. And, you know, those are sweet things. We try to keep that heaven bound focus because yes, just like you said, you know, when you don't really have a home, you know, we feel a lot of times like we're between two worlds, but we know where our real home is. And I really think that gives you that sense of security and it's okay. You know, it's okay if you don't fit in and it's okay if nobody around you is doing the same thing as you.
Yeah. Wow. And what a great opportunity your kids have to travel and to see a whole different part of God's world that most of us will never get to see. And not just getting to see that, but the fact that your kids are getting to serve right along with you. You know, I know from the beginning, I mean, yes, since they were, you know, well, since you got there, and your youngest, he was what, 4 or 5 when you
He was
left.
3.
Oh, he was 3?
Yeah, he was 3, yeah.
He seems so much more mature. such a cutie. But, you know, they're getting to be part of that ministry too. And what a great experience for them to serve God's kingdom and to see your family being used, you know, for God's glory, because that's really what it's all about. I was going to ask you, here it used to be maybe 20 years ago or so when people were homeschooling and they would go out into public. And if you had your child with you during a school day, people might look at you a little bit strange and be like, oh, why are you not in school today? Do you get that there since you're one, you know, you're part of the few? Do people look at you funny in the middle of the day?
Yes. Well, now, because my kids are older, when I'm, you know, when I'm out and running errands, things like that, I honestly don't usually take them with me during the day because then I don't get those questions. Okay. But yes, when they were younger, definitely. And, you know, here in Cardiff, in Wales, being an American is kind of a novelty. Right. So, you know, we get heads turned when they hear our accent. Right. And these, so, you know, it was quite funny because, you know, you'd be at a check stand or something. And if I had the kids, they would make a comment like, oh, why aren't you in school right now? And then they hear our accent. Oh, why are you here? Right. And the minute you would bring up anything to do with church or homeschooling too, they would just look at you like, what? You know, just this. So yes, it is very foreign here. People don't know what to think about it.
Right.
They really don't. And not too many people come across homeschoolers and they, you know, yeah.
Sure.
Those that do, you know, families are like, what are you doing? But yeah, it's, you know, we don't mind. We don't, you know, people don't, it's a polite society, so they don't really not too much. Well, they, you know, kind of tell us we're crazy and doing the wrong thing. They just look like that.
Right. You know, they're thinking it. They just don't say it out loud.
Exactly.
Has it opened opportunities for you to be able to share with people about the church and why you're there and that, you know, just about Christ?
Yes, we do, but it is challenging. It is challenging because I would say most of the time the conversation just shuts down. Hmm. There's not a lot of interest there. You do not come across believers very often here. And it's weird. It's just such a separation. And it's, you know, one of those subjects that you just see them shut down, you know, like, oh, that subject is off limits. We can talk about the weather,
sure.
You know, we have had opportunities, and, mostly I think where it's been a really sweet meeting have been those that maybe have known the Lord or have had some kind of background, you know, and, you can just encourage them to come back to the Lord.
Yeah.
I would definitely say though that it's a hard field. It's not one that, you know, people are jumping in and ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay. We have about a minute left. But I want you, can you just encourage maybe any parent who's thinking of going overseas? Maybe they're thinking of going over as missionaries, or maybe they're military and they're having to head overseas, you know, because of work. How would you encourage those homeschool parents who are leaving the States and entering into completely foreign territory?
Oh, trust the Lord. He's gonna give you what you need, you know, and just not to fear man, not to fear your future. We struggled too. Like, what are we doing? Like, you know, do we follow the system in the UK? Do we follow the American system? And ultimately, God brought us back to His truth. You know, do it the way that I've called you to do it, and trust me. And so, if you are seeking the Lord first, He'll fill those gaps. He will just He will guide you, and it will be a sweet, sweet thing for your family. I mean, we love homeschooling, and we're very grateful that the Lord brought us to it. And again, it gives you that kind of consistency, whether you're in the States or having to move somewhere else, you have that one constant in your home. It's mm-hmm. really a sweet gift from the Lord, I think.
Yeah, I love that. So thank you so much, Jody. I miss you, friend. And I am so excited about what the Lord is doing with you and your family there in Cardiff. I mean, it's amazing there. I know it's not easy, but I know that you also find such joy in being exactly where God has you guys, because you weren't, it was interesting when you came back through that gap after having been in Cardiff for 2.5 years, and there was such an emptiness in your life and in Kevin's life and in the kids, because you knew that the Lord wanted you to be in Cardiff, and like that had become home, because that was God's plan for you. And so, you know, and He took you back there. He's a good father. I definitely miss you, and I'm really excited about the things that God is doing with your church. And we'll actually, in the show notes, I'll put a link back to the church just so people can see where you are and what you're doing and how you're serving there, and then how they can pray for you. And if you could tell us really quickly, how can people pray for you?
Oh, well, since we've had a recent transition, I think both my husband and I are just feeling overwhelmed, sure, by the work. So maybe just for that, and we're looking at bringing help over. So just, you know, that the Lord would direct our steps. We just desire to obey Him and to see people come to Him. You know, our heart is for Wales, and that He would just work in the hearts of the people here and those in our church too, that we would, you know, lead well for His glory. I guess that's what I would ask for.
Well, you are. You're doing a great job of serving His kingdom. So thank you, friend. I love you, and I miss you.
I love you,
and
too.
And I'm really excited that our guest got to be encouraged by you today and all that God is doing with you. So hopefully we'll get to have you back on again soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
For great homeschooling videos, articles, giveaways, and more, check out members.schoolhouserocked.com and use the coupon code PODCAST10 to save 10% on any paid Backstage Pass membership. Backstage Pass members get exclusive access to full interviews from the cast of Schoolhouse Rocked and so much more. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and leave a review. Until next time, I'm Yvette Hampton, wishing you the joys of community and the wisdom to teach and learn. God bless.